Good morning. You listen to FloridaDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Haar. This morning, my guest is Jason Goldberg, the chairman and founder of America's Floor Source. Jason, how you doing?
I'm doing great, Kemp. How about you?
I'm good. You just had a boot camp in Columbus, Ohio. I want to talk about that. Before we get to that, though, just a little background. America's Floor Source, our estimate, top 20 flooring retail company on the fast track of growth. Tell us a little bit more about AFS. I think you're in four states now, right?
Yeah, we've been in business 24 years. We're in Ohio, Indiana, Kentucky, and Illinois. We've done 6 acquisitions in the last 3 years. Our revenue now is well north of $200 million on an annualized basis. And we're in a very high growth mode.
And you just recently acquired Lewis Floor and Home in Chicago, right?
We did. And we also acquired an e-commerce company earlier this year, also in Illinois.
Yeah, CNS, right?
That's correct.
So let's talk about this boot camp. Tell us a little bit of the history and then the highlights, this event this year.
Sure. So this was the third year. It's an event that's put on in partnership with Broadloom. It's a 2-day event, and it's really, you get a group of people together. We spend a lot of one-on-one time, a lot of quality time with them, going over a range of subjects. But at the end of the day, we're teaching them how to run and grow a more effective flooring business. We're not looking at product. This is all about running a business. The first year was here in Columbus at my old facility. The second year we did it in Indianapolis in our 160,000-foot facility. And then this year we did it in our new 265,000-square-foot facility, which was really one of the highlights for the attendees to see.
Yeah, you just expanded your operation there and built out a training center and a major headquarters, right?
Yeah, I bought 30 acres of land and used about 15 of it and built a whole new facility. And then we moved out of 5 locations and put them into 1 location.
Okay, and it's been a little over a year since Michelle Vermette joined your organization as CEO, right?
That is correct.
All right, so a couple of the highlights. I know I've talked to some of the folks that were there. You had an industry panel, and you had Mannington Mills, Mohawk, Louisville Tile, IFC, the Doshay's International Flooring Company, and AHF Products on the panel, right?
Yeah.
Tell us a bit more about the highlights.
Well, that panel was led by Michelle Vermette. It was a really good look for some of the attendees to see what's really important to the supplier, and the supplier could hear from the attendees on what's more important to the attendees. However, I will tell you, Kemp, from what's important to the supplier, that's what got pushed home to them. So that the dealer could understand, look, guys, this is a partnership. This isn't a one-way street. Quit going on social media and bitching about your rep who's drastically important to you. And they got that understanding. And so I think they'll see a better give and take and how they work together as a partnership moving forward. I think it was very valuable for the suppliers to be able to talk, quite frankly, to the dealers. And look, that was a good session. I spent 3 hours in multiple sessions teaching them how to prospect correctly, but not only how to prospect correctly, but the preparation and the science behind how you do it. We had Brian Elias as a guest speaker, and he taught them how to hire using culture. And what I love about how Brian does it is he really simplified it down to make it really easy to understand so they could take that with them and use that moving forward. And then we had some Broadloom speakers who hit on more advanced training on AI and how that can be hugely important in your flooring business, session on how to properly do shop at home. And then, of course, the networking. We had a 3-hour event and party at America's Floor Source. It was really good. And I think the attendees who came walked away very happy and, more importantly, enthusiastic and putting together a plan of attack when they got back to their places.
Yeah, let's talk a little bit, a couple things to fill in. Brian Elias, he's with Refloor, and his goal is to build a company that's even bigger than Empire, right?
That's correct.
Let's just talk about the attendees. It's interesting. This is AFS's boot camp, but it's kind of a loose affiliation. If I had to categorize who attends, it's the core group of perpetual learners, retailers who want to continue to learn and network to continue to grow and do better, right?
That's correct. But every year at boot camp, I would say a little over half the attendees are new ones who had never been to one before. But yeah, these are people who want to get better, who want to learn. The reality, Cap, is I feel significantly more dealers should be taking advantage of an event like this when I'm willing to put it on. But, you know, we had a packed room, full house, so the people who thought it was important put in the effort and the time, and they came.
How many did you have roughly?
We had about 100 dealers, and then we had, of course, the few people from Broadloom and some suppliers. So the room, I don't know, there were probably 135 people in the room.
And I guess, you know, this is kind of a nonprofit event for you. I mean, you charge $500 just to cover the overhead. It's just a networking opportunity, right?
Yeah, but just to clarify, I don't charge them anything. That's the Broadloom who hosts it, and that basically just covers the hotel and the food, and they just have to get their airline ticket. But yeah, I don't do it for money. I do it because 24 years ago, I wish there was someone like me who was willing to do what I'm doing. It would have sped up my process, lessened the mistakes, kept me motivated, but most importantly, show me the correct things that I needed to be working on in my business. So that's the main reason I do it. So I do like to give back to the industry, and I feel that I know a lot and I'm able to help these dealers. And then third, as you know, and I hope most of the audience knows, my company is on an acquisition spree, and this does give us an opportunity to meet with dealers and talk with dealers and find some ones that we'll follow up with that we've already been talking to throughout boot camp. So we'll walk away with 5, 7, 10 really solid leads of people that we're going to then follow up with, and who knows, maybe we'll acquire them.
All right, right before we end up here, let me just ask you, Jason, most people know that listen to this show that the retail residential replacement market is still pretty soft. How are you seeing business right now?
I would say it's soft. I mean, we're up, but we're up because of acquisition. When I just look at same store sales, it's tough. Some stores are up, some are flat, and some are down, but it's definitely tough. And I think until we see some interest rate cuts and inflation stabilizing, but that doesn't change the fact that prices are significantly higher than they were just a couple years ago. So that disposable income is really challenging right now. And I think, Kemp, as you watched, you know, the last acquisition we did it for Lewis, you know, that's high-end retail. And we did that with purpose because the people who are wealthier still spend money. It's middle America that's having trouble affording things like flooring. It's a very easy purchase to just put off. Like, look, you can live with ugly carpet. You can live with dinged up hardwood floors. Like, you don't have to do it. And I think that's what we're seeing across the country.
All right, Jason. Well, thanks for spending time with us and telling us a little bit about your most recent boot camp. Do you have another one on the horizon?
We do not. I mean, we promoted this one as the last boot camp. So I guess you never know what comes next. But my want and ability to help the flooring industry and the desire to do that does not change. So I think, you know, with me, there'll always be something coming next.
Okay. Well, again, been talking to Jason Goldberg, the founder and chairman of America's Floor Source, and you've been listening to Kemp Haar and FloorDaily.net.